The book of St. Luke, 22nd chapter, in the 31st verse in chapter 22. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. We'll go ahead and read in the next place, in the 21st chapter of John, the 14th verse. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. Before we read on, I wanted just to talk with you for a few minutes about how he worked with Peter. And I feel like that it's the same way that we're tested in the day that we live in today. We get to a place in our life where we feel secure in the Lord and feel like that we have everything that we need and life's just fine. And then the Lord wants you to begin to move in a greater way. And sometimes I feel like in my own life that Spirit of God will come by and say, Jared, do you love me? And in my heart, I'm thinking, well, of course you know, Lord, that I love you. But then he said at the beginning to feed my lambs. And as we know, lambs was just young sheep. And then he came to him a second time and kept asking him. And sometimes I think that, Lord, sometimes you have to keep knocking at me. Because the first time you speak to me, I don't exactly move when I feel it. How many of us are guilty of that today? Amen. Feel the presence of God, but we won't allow ourselves just to get out and step out for Him. I'm telling you, when I begin to heed what God has in store for my life, it might just be a small testimony for somebody in a room of two or three people. Or it might be a song at the nursing home for somebody. Or you might just be one-on-one with somebody. But the presence of God will come by and ask you, do you love me? And it might not directly say, do you love me? But there'll be a time where you have an opportunity to witness. And that question presents itself, do you love me? And in the day we're living in, there's so many people. There's so many sheep that are lost today. So many sheep that are lost today. My heart is broken because there's so many people that need Christ in their life. And I'm thinking that before that he spoke to him in that manner, that he tested him in the way that he had to deny him three times. If somebody told you that you were going to fail in something beforehand, you'd pretty much try to do everything you could to not fail in that, right? Because we try to do everything we could to prove them wrong. But just imagine if it was Jesus that came your way and said, you're going to deny me three times when push comes to shove. No, I wouldn't do that. And then we get in the moment. Well, you were the one that ran around with him in Galilee. I know you. Man, I know not what you're talking about. When we throw back and deny the presence of God, we're denying Christ to others. We are. In essence, that's what we're doing. And I felt like that when he was giving these tests to Peter, he was testing how much that he would be willing to step out on what he was feeling. Because I know that I love the Lord. But it's one thing for me to love God. But it's a totally different thing for me to be standing before you. Do you understand where I'm coming from? It's one thing for me just to take my seat and attend church and go through the motions. But it's another thing to have that peace and joy in my life. It's another to be able to live with something that's going to keep me Sunday to Sunday. That I don't walk around in misery. That I don't walk around beat down all the time. That I don't feel like that the walls of life are caving in all around me. Amen. 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 I know that it's hard to step out in the day that we live in, because so many would try to tell you that you need to be ashamed of how you believe, that you don't need to show outwardly how much that you love God, and that we don't need to be proud of what we possess deep down inside of us. But I feel like that Christ's continual asking of Peter was really testing what he had inside. And when we come to church and the presence of God comes by, how many times does he have to knock at your door before we'll get up and acknowledge him in our worship? How many times does God have to knock at our heart before we'll let people see that we are the Peters of the modern day, that we are the Pauls of the modern day, that we believe in something that's greater than more than just words on the page, that the almighty presence of God is real and not just something that's in a fable or a story, but it's something in my heart. It's something that lives inside of me. But if I don't demonstrate that to you, how could you ever be a witness to Christ in my life? He said, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Church, do you love him? Church, do you love him? Church, do you love him? Hallelujah. Church, do you love him? Church, do you love him? I love the Lord today. It excites me when I feel his presence. I could not go on without the Lord. I could not take one step in my life without feeling God's presence. So many of us tried to go our own way, tried to go without God, and we need him. We need Jesus in our life. We need that every day. I try now in my life, when the presence of God comes by, to not resist. What do you mean? I don't care if a tear falls from my face. So what? What's one tear to what really matters in your life? If you feel like that God wants you to express yourself and raising your hands, so what? Who cares what people think?
Amen.
Are we so proud and dignified that we cannot allow the Lord to demonstrate himself in our lives? He is glorified through our worship.
Amen.
How many of us know that? He is glorified through our worship. I try to always think about it like this. If there was somebody lost today, I try to put on their point of view. And I try to think, if they were looking at me right then, what part of Christ in my life is showing right then? And we as a body of Christ, should we come in and don't allow the Spirit of God to manifest in our services through our obedience? Don't allow ourselves to not be ashamed and be proud of what we have. Does that mean I might break a sweat? Probably. Does that mean you break your shoe because you run through the aisles? Maybe. Does that mean that somebody might make fun of you? Probably. I'm sure that two or three might make fun of me after I'm finished today. But I don't care. I'm not concerned about the two or three that want to critique me on how good or bad that I did. Where my heart is today is for the sheep and for the lambs, to reach out to those that are in need. Are you in need today? I'm here to tell you that Jesus is here to meet your every need. Do you believe it, church? Do you believe it, church? He's here to meet your every need. They said to make yourself at home.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Lord.
I put on my spiritual PJs. I'm getting comfortable. We get uncomfortable, and it seems like it's very hard at the beginning. I've found lately that Satan don't want two or three to get in agreement in the church.
Amen.
That's the truth. You can get with me or not. That's all right. The next bus will come around in a minute. Satan don't want two or three people to agree, because in the Word of God, he said that Jesus would be in the midst.
Amen.
Jesus would be in the midst of two or three that would begin to praise him.
Amen.
Jesus would be in the midst of two or three that would support your preacher. Come on, church.
Amen.
Jesus would be in the midst of two or three that would support your teachers.
Yeah.
Jesus would be in the midst of two or three that would come to pray.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He doesn't want us to get off the ground. Doesn't want us to use that we feel in our heart. Because when we begin to use that, everything in our life magically begins to get better. I begin to actually be happy.
Yeah, amen.
Well, how about that? How about that? How many of us are just content with living miserable lives? You wouldn't say that to me, to my face, when you actually think about it. But if we're not pursuing joy, one of the fruits of the Spirit, we're not living like we should be. You can have so much more in your life. When you allow God to just be glorified in everything that you do. I see so many places that it's deadlocked. Churches are deadlocked because of forms, fashions, traditions. I'm wanting us today to break the mold. Get out of the forms, fashions, and traditions. Just allow God to be God. If it lasts an hour longer than usual, so what? If 20 get saved, wouldn't you consider that a good investment? Amen. Hallelujah. If 5 got saved, wouldn't it be all right putting the food off for a little while? I need you to help me right now. Praise the Lord. There's something about making a sacrifice of praise. Something about stepping out for Him in a greater way that counts for your life. Well, I show up, Jared. I come in, I'm counted on the attendance. They've got me numbered. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. I used to show up and just be in attendance. But I allowed the Spirit of God to work in me in a greater way. Well, what do you mean? Well, at first it started coming out like in a testimony. Stronger testimony. I praised Him a little longer. I was shocked at myself the first time I allowed myself to just have free worship and not caring what people thought.
Amen.
They probably thought I was crazy at the time. But we need to let go of our reservations. We need to put on our blinders to the enemy and go on for God. Yeah. What happens when you allow that to happen in your life? You become more godlike.
Amen.
Or in other words, you put on godliness. Godliness is representative to godlike. I want to be like Him. I want to be with Him. I want to be a good representative of God. But I cannot represent God accurately if He is not manifested in my life. And I've said this at my home church. It's easy for 2 or 3 people that always enjoy the Lord and praise the Lord to always be the ones to praise the Lord. But they're human like you. They'll get wore out. And they'll need strength one day. And where are those that need to be there for them? Uh-oh. What if pastor just decided one day that he was done preaching because he was tired? Would somebody be ready? What if all the singers said that we're done? Would somebody be ready to step up? I know you might be surprised with this morning. But all that I know is to follow the Lord.
Amen.
I want us to get into a frame of mind that we don't care what people think. We're concerned about bringing in those that are lost.
Amen.
Come on. Bringing in those that are lost.
Amen, brother.
And if they make fun of our church, so be it. If we're a little bit different, so be it. If we worship an extra long time, so be it. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter. We're not on man's time when we're in here. You might have brought your watch in with you, but that tells you the time when you leave. We're on God's time when we're in here. Praise the Lord. We got to remember one thing, and that is, when God speaks to you, you got to begin to move.
Amen.
Have you felt the presence of the Lord today?
Yeah.
Has it blessed your heart?
Right.
When you begin to feel that in your life, it's more than just a feeling. It's more than just to feel good. You can use that to get strength in your life.
Amen.
What do you mean? Well, the more that I feel of Him, the more that I want to praise Him.
Amen.
When I praise Him and begin to magnify Him, my life begins to grow outside of church. Outside of church. And then when I'm around other people, they see the witness in my life that it's not just, oh, he goes to church on Sunday. I want them to see that there's church in me every day. That there's church in me every day. I want to read this last part to you. It's kind of the longer part of this, but all those things that he was speaking to Peter, I feel like was, you know, for a time that he would be able to minister on his own. In 2 Peter, in the first chapter, we'll start at verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, you shall not fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decrease, to have these things always in remembrance. I'm here today for one purpose. I didn't come to show you how much that I know, or how nice that I look, or how great that I sound, but to stir, as Peter wrote. I'm here today to stir that is in you. I'm here to remind you that you serve a God that's more than able to take care of you.
Amen.
I'm here to remind you that you are not alone. That you do not face the trials of life by yourself. I'm here to remind you that if you're ill in body today, that God is a healer. I'm here to remind you that if you're in torment in your mind, that God is one that brings peace. And as Peter wrote those words, it inspired me. It spoke to my heart. He said, even though I know that you know these things, that as long as I'm here, I'm going to bring to your remembrance that when I go, that it stay with you. I hope that every day that I live, what I try to instill in people through what God would speak would be something that takes hold in your life. That even when I put off this tabernacle and this life is over, that you still be able to know the way to find Christ. Peter was reaching out to them and telling them that, hey, one day my life's going to be over. But even though I know you know these things, I'm here to remind you today, here to stir up in your heart about Jesus Christ. He's more than able to take care of you. Do not be deceived by any other thing. Jesus Christ is here for you today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He's here to meet your every need. He's here to meet your every need.
Amen.
You are not alone today. I'm here to remind you that you are a child of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a child of God.
Yeah.
You are redeemed. You are blood-bought. You are set apart from sin. We do not have to live in misery. We do not have to volunteer to live in suffering. Do we? He said, come. Even as Peter was on the boat, they didn't even recognize Jesus out there. If you read that, they said, it is a spirit. And then he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. And I feel like that today, that if you just allow the spirit in your heart to grow. I know that so many people, I've heard it all my life, they sit back and they're waiting on that day to be saved or their life to be changed, and they keep saying, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Lord, if it's you, I'm here and I'm ready to be saved. Today is your day. Today is your day. Lord, I'm miserable. And God, I'm in the middle of my storm. And they were in that storm. And he just said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come. And he said, come.
Amen.
Come.
Amen.
Come. He's calling for you today, wanting you to be saved, wanting you to be saved, wanting you not to live in life in misery, not wanting you to be unhappy. He stepped out there, and as you said, he took his eyes off. How many of us have taken our eyes off God in our life? We do it all the time. But you know what restores our vision? Repentance. That's me coming to God and saying, Lord, I failed. And it's me, and you know that I failed. And help me to improve and forgive me for my failures. Man. Repentance is not something to embarrass you. Repentance is not something to condemn you. It's something to improve you. I know over the years that coming to the altar has been stereotyped with making people feel ashamed of their life. But it's to improve you.
Amen.
Coming to the Lord in prayer, no matter what it is to improve you.
Amen.
There's never been a time in my life where I've came to God in prayer and I did not go out a better person than I did when I came to Him. When you come to God, no matter what you have, He will change your life for the better. He will improve your life. And you say it can't get any worse. Oh, sometimes we feel like that. But Jesus can make it better. Praise God, He can make it better. Hallelujah. So I'm trying to stir in you today to remember. To remember that you can come to Him. That you can come to Him today. That you don't have to live life in uncertainty. The peace of God surpasseth all understanding, you see? So even in things I don't have any control over, how many of us are dealing with things that we have no control over? Be honest with yourself. Plenty of things I can't have control over, but the peace of God will let me know that even when I can't change a thing, that everything's going to be all right. But I can't obtain that unless I go and ask for it. You ever seen a child that refuses the spoon of food when you're trying to feed him? They turn their head and shake their head no, and you can't do anything in the world to get them to eat that food at the time. That's us when we get stubborn on God. Come on now. That's us when we get stubborn on God. No, Lord, I don't need your help. I don't need that message today. That wasn't for me. I'll put it up on the shelf for later. Come on. That wasn't for me. That was obviously for somebody else. My life's perfect. I don't need anything. Get real with yourself today. We all are in need before God. We all need something before God. And the only way that we can have it is if we what? We ask.
Amen.
You have not because you ask not.
Amen.
What better way to come and to have better things in your life than to come and ask it together as a body in Christ? I think it was meaningful when they said not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. I didn't come just to visit with all my friends. If we wanted to do that, we could set up some other date and put it in some other building.
That's right.
What's your purpose today?
Amen.
What's your purpose today? Ask yourself, what is your purpose for being here today? Why are you here today? Are you in need? Do you need a touch from the Lord?
Amen.
Do you need to be saved? If that's you, Lord, bid me to come. He's saying, come.
Amen.
We're just closing up our mouth and refusing it.
Right.
Don't reject it another time. Let today be the day that you come forward.
Amen.
And I think I heard Billy Graham say this on something that I watched a little while back. When you come forward, you're making a statement. In front of everybody else that's around you, you're being an example. And I realized this a long while back, that even as a minister, I still have to come up to the altar the same way anybody else does. I have to deal with my faults the same way everybody else does. I have to acknowledge that I fail every day, just like everybody else does. Repentance is here for you. God is here for you right now.